Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
Well, our audience knows our next guest very well. He's been joining our program for years. I know you, we were talking about it as we were getting ready.
I went deep into the terminal, Carol.
I like just search on my name and put in Nate's name and you'll
find. And Carol just, you know, she leans over me and starts typing into the terminal. She's like, I search on my name all the time. No, she didn't really do that. No, I did find though, he was on with you and Mike McKee.
Mike McKee.
Okay, the show was called Taking Stock back in 2014. That was the year they actually launched Roan.
That was the first year.
That was the first.
So yeah. He's been here since the beginning.
Nate Checkitz, of course, co-founder and CEO of Roan, joining us now. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I feel as close to being at home on air here than anywhere else.
Well, likewise. We feel like you're part of the family. And we're so glad to have you back. It's been, I feel like, a big year for you guys.
Really big year. I mean, big month in particular. A lot of exciting things happening.
Can we talk, though, about the billionaire Blackstone executive David Blitzer, former hedge fund manager Gabe Plotkin, ex-football stars Tim Tebow, Steve Young. They did a deal, and they're now involved in the company.
Yeah, it's so the quick story
about is about a year ago, right? July 2022.
So we just announced it, but this happened July of last year. And effectively what happened is we put a group together in an SPV with really exciting names, a bunch of current and retired athletes, as well as just incredible people like Blitzer and Gabe. And we bought out the private equity interest in our business so that we can really think about the business in a more long-term way.
What was it that the private equity firm wanted to do that you weren't ready to do?
It really wasn't. They weren't pushing us to do anything. But the nature of private equity is a 5 to 7 year hold time. And we were coming into year five. And they're great partners. In fact,
we're talking about L. Catterton,
the managing partner of their growth fund, is still on our board, even though they sold their interest. That was part of something that I really wanted as part of the deal. And I just was kind of forecasting the future macroeconomically, time of uncertainty, if they wanted us to sell the business and it wasn't right for us. So, and more than anything, I kind of fell back in love with the brand and the company. And I thought, I kind of want to do this maybe for 30, 40 years, not 5 years.
Why had you fallen maybe out of love a little bit?
Well, the pandemic was a really stressful time, you know, not just
understatement.
Yeah, it was a stressful time for every business, every person, but certainly I think for me as a leader of a company, it felt like there was a new crisis every single week. And we had some growing up to do. You know, the business still grew tremendously during that time. In fact, it was great for businesses like ours, but it really wrung me out. And I think I was at a point where, you know, just we talk a lot about mental health in our company. I was at a breaking point and I felt like I either need to sell this company or something needs to change. And for me, the thing that needed to change is I needed to feel almost more invested in it and I needed to make some changes.
I read a quote. I just want to, where you said, I think after this and kind of getting back control, nothing has changed and everything has changed.
Yeah.
Which kind of says so much.
Yeah. It's really exactly how I feel. Even though conceptually, you know, L. Catterton was a minority shareholder in the business. So in theory, their ownership change to a new group didn't change anything. But the way I feel has changed completely.
Do you feel more in control?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I
do not, you have a controlling stake in the company?
Yes. So we call it, because my brother is involved, I've got a brother-in-law, so we've got family control of the business, and the goal is to have a long-term hold here.
Dad's involved?
That was one of the most exciting parts about this. I called him. You know, my parents have spent 3 years in London doing service and came back and I said, hey, I have this crazy idea. What do you think about this? And he's an incredibly experienced executive. Mm-hmm. And he said, I love it. What can I do to help? So we added him to the board and it's been a dream. I've told people, look, there are people who are going to say, oh, you know, you're working with your dad. And I forecast 20 years in the future. And I think if I didn't take this opportunity, I would regret it for the rest of my life. And I get a chance to work with him and, you know, and have that family relationship. It's incredibly unique and special.
Yeah, no doubt about it, right? We only get to do this once.
Yeah.
Right? You got to figure out how you want to do it. Well-known investors, though, in the sports world.
Yep.
So how are you then maybe thinking about, you know, we talk often about branding and partnerships, and especially with athletes. How are you guys thinking about that as part of the strategy, the growth strategy going forward?
Well, it's interesting. Our brand launched as an active brand. So we were carried in Equinox and Peloton mm-hmm. and SoulCycle and Barry's Bootcamp and places like that. And then we added in our commuter line. I'm wearing a full commuter shirt and a commuter, you know, commuter.
We all love the commuter shirt.
It's been an incredible part of our business, but active is at our roots. That's how we still see ourselves as a performance brand. So the sports partnerships, the athlete partnerships, something that we're planning to lean into more as part of this. We have 7 professional sports team owners on the cap table.
Right.
We have the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, Major League Soccer, English Premier League, all represented across the ownership group. And that's a great opportunity for us.
And a great revenue mover eventually? Like, well, could you see yourself doing lines around an athlete?
I certainly think there would be collections and collaborations in the future. Yeah.
What's the bricks and mortar strategy right now?
So we've opened 11 stores in the last 12 months. So we have 15 stores total now.
I thought retail was dead.
Yeah, it is certainly not for us. Our stores are all profitable. The payback period has been incredibly quick on these stores. And what they do for us in a market, we can measure the e-com impact and the awareness impact when we open a new store. So I think it's getting more competitive, though. Every brand is trying to open retail. So there was kind of a window of opportunity. I think that window is starting to close. Also, you know, what's happening macroeconomically, that may shift over time. But online digital acquisition costs have been growing at such an increasing rate. Everybody's playing in that space that it became really expensive to acquire companies online. Now you can acquire companies or customers the old-fashioned way through retail and make money as you're acquiring them.
How do you track that?
The e-com lift?
Yeah, how do you track? Yeah, exactly. Like, how do you know that what's happening in the store, outside of a store, will lead to a sale online?
So we have a baseline of data in every single market mm-hmm. that we track by zip code, right? And after you open a store, there's a 30-day measurement, a 3-month measurement, a 6-month measurement, and a year-long measurement. And you try and see, did the baseline of e-com rise since the store opening? Is it complete direct correlation? Hard to know because the brand's also growing. But if you then minus overall brand growth, did the market grow at an above rate of the standard growth rate? And that's kind of how we think about measuring it.
I am always curious about like a product line or a brand because I think sometimes you can grow too fast in terms of the stuff you offer that it just gets overwhelming. Yep. So how do you think about how you kind of, you know, cultivate that or curate that so that you don't kind of overwhelm the consumer?
It's tricky because the customer has given us such opportunity to do so many things as we've introduced commuter, and we have to guard ourselves a little bit against it. But right now we say we really can outfit about 80% of a guy's closet, and not a single day passed in the pandemic where I didn't get a text from somebody saying, I've realized all I've worn for the last 6 months is Roan. I walked in today and our friend Jason Kelly's like, I didn't know you were coming and I'm top to bottom. So
he is kind of top to bottom.
Yeah. So we're really lucky that we've got diehard customers and they really wear the brand in multiple settings.
We've got to take a commercial break, but we know that finally you're doing something for the better half.
Yes, absolutely, the better half.
So we want to talk about that and your offerings and just kind of where growth goes from here. Because it sounds like going public, should we wait to talk about that?
Let's talk post-commercial break about that.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
We are here with Nate Checkitz, Roan co-founder and CEO, with us in our Bloomberg Interactive Broker Studio. I'm only going to ask this because we are focused on the labor market right now with all the data points coming. Are you getting all the workers you want?
Yeah, I mean, we've been lucky. We've always paid above market for retail in particular. That was the toughest piece, you know, as we've scaled the, but it's so critical to have good people in your stores. It makes all the difference. If a store is not performing well and you put the right person in, it will just completely transform how the store performs. So we've been fortunate that we've been able to attract really good talent.
Speaking of those stores, they're going to start selling women's stuff finally.
Yeah, every interview at the end, either
women's.
So when's it happening? So this coming May, we will be launching women's.
Congratulations!
And it's incredibly exciting. It's been a long time in the works. You know, we started as a men's brand. We did a women's capsule in 2019, and it went so well, it sold out. But you go into 2020 and do you want to take the inventory risk and continue to lean into it? But we brought in an incredible chief product officer who is really the most talented fabric person I've ever worked with.
Yeah.
And she has put together an incredible initial collection. It's been received so well as we've taken it to market and introduced it to wear testers. And part of the big story of Roan is that we added three very talented female executives over the last 3 years, and they've been a big part of our success. And 70% of our team is female. So we wanted to build a collection that they were proud and excited to wear. And I basically just tried to get out of the way.
Intentional hiring women.
I would say we hired the absolute best people for the position, and they happened to be women. I think we have always believed in building a diverse and strong team, and we needed that at every level. We've just added a female board director named Tess Roaring, who's incredibly talented, but we always try and hire the best person for the job, and the best people for the job for these jobs were the women that we hired.
Talk to us about financials. You guys have said publicly.
Wait, are you going to do a commuter suit for women?
I can't reveal new collections on
I've
the air.
I've been waiting. How
I'm
many
trying
years?
To get some numbers.
I know.
Out of
you're going to be Bloomberg, as we should be, but I'm just. Okay.
So $100 million annual run rate, profitable last 3 years.
Yep.
What else can you tell us?
Well, the company's growing twice as fast since we did this transaction than we did, you know, than we were growing before. And
better environment or what?
I would say it's actually probably a harder environment. Yeah. Most of the brands in our space are flat to down quite significantly this year. Huh. We've opened 11 stores, as I mentioned, in the last 12 months. There's been strong growth in a couple of our categories. We have some product lines that are growing at north of 300% this year. So we feel really good about where the business is today. And we have a lot of conviction that we can continue to grow and scale. It's not easy, but we're excited.
All right, we got a little bit of a lightning round.
I'm not going to jump in, but we're going to go all over the
place. Lightning round. I don't think this has ever happened before. The first time.
We're falling, just like you.
Okay.
You don't have to answer in a lightning way because some of these are longer answers.
Okay. Go ahead.
Work-life balance. We talk a lot about work-life balance. You share so much of your life on Instagram. I followed you for years.
Thank you.
You have a family, kids. Is work-life balance an illusion?
Yes, it is. I don't even like the word balance. I think it's the wrong term. And I think I've grown as I've thought more about this. I can't even remember where I heard this. I love the word harmony, because in theory, when you're doing it right, your work should help you at home and your home should help you at work. And you know, that the balance makes it feel like there should be a bucket of each and you need to make them equal or a certain proportion. And harmony shows you how they can really influence each other. And for me, becoming a better leader in the workplace, being more thoughtful and sensitive, how I approach conversations, how we think about long-term planning has for sure made me a better parent and I hope a better partner.
I'm trying to figure out where to go. Okay, this is back to kind of hardcore business. What prompts men to buy activewear these days? Has anything changed? What gets their own target demo to pull out the plastic and buy?
Yeah, what's really exciting is I think the shift during COVID, where I think in particular we saw a shift for men to start taking better care of themselves, to allow themselves to take better care of themselves. That I think has continued and I hope never goes back. It's really important. And so, you know, there's a lot of different modalities. It could be yoga, it could be running, it could be cycling, but most of our customers do a balance of all of those.
You talked about the athletic side of the business. Is that still the big chunk of the business?
It's pretty equal at this
point.
Is it really? Between our active and our commuter lines. Yeah.
Wow.
There are a lot of customers who only know us for our commuter line.
Wow. Yeah. What's more profitable?
I would say our commuter line's more profitable. It's a higher price point.
Okay.
So when you told us earlier that COVID was really challenging.
Yeah.
Was that as challenging as the first couple of years of just getting the brand off the ground and like knocking on doors and getting Peloton and Equinox and Barry's to carry this stuff?
It was more challenging. For me, it was, there's no question, it was more challenging. In the beginning, you're so excited and you've got nothing to lose, right? So you're kind of trying to build this business from scratch. And if you lose it, you know, no harm, no foul. It's not worth anything at that point. But then as it grows, there's more pressure, there's more people, you know, and I care so deeply about how our team feels about work. And so the pandemic was hard again on so many people and so many families. I just felt that weight all the time and I didn't know how to relieve it. So for me, it was harder.
Last question, right?
Yeah.
If everything goes according to plan, Roan will fill in the blank.
Roan will have a massive impact on the mental health in this country.
Wow.
We do have 1 minute left.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. Mental health.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
How did you get past that hump that you faced during the pandemic?
Well, I think a big part of it for me was building a toolkit and understanding how to deal with those challenges, because these things tend to catch us unaware. You know, anxiety, depression, you can't fully prepare for them, but you can build a toolkit to know how to address it when you feel that way. And there's a number of things that I do, but motion, exercise, I got really into contrast therapy, cold plunging, saunas, and social connection, intentionally seeking out. It's hard to build friends, you know, as you age, but getting yourself uncomfortable makes a big difference.
Well, you've definitely made a big difference. You can tell in what you're doing in the last year, and you can tell how much you're enjoying it. So looking forward to the next 10 years?
Oh, at least. Yeah.
20 years, 30 years. Be well. Come back soon.
Thank you.
Always
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks so much.
Of course, Nate Checkitz, co-founder and CEO of Roan, joining us in studio. If you missed any of that conversation, be sure to check out our podcast feed, and we'll be sure to highlight it too in our weekend show. You are listening and watching Bloomberg Radio.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.